Hots. That's right. We love old JP. Been playing for us for years, and he's back in town playing some good old blues on some of those original instruments he builds. So y'all check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu. We got a music menu. Tell you what's coming up. And so get down here soon. Come hungry because we're looking for you.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A new wildfire has broken out in Southern California, forcing the evacuation of some homes and Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
It's just sad to see California go through this because it's devastating the state.
Paul Wirtz in Cobb, California in the north, where calmer winds should help the fight against the largest fire in the state. Two State Department Ukraine experts are today's witnesses in the impeachment inquiry. Army Colonel Alexander Vindman yesterday testified that he was concerned about military aid being tied to having Joe Biden investigated.
President Trump tweeting yesterday's Never Trumper witness could find no quid pro quo in the transcript of the phone call. There were many people listening to the call. How come they, including the president of Ukraine, found nothing wrong with it? Witch hunt, he wrote. There's no evidence that Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the National Security Council official in charge of Ukraine policy, has any political bias.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes as the month of October ends and November begins. Today, breezy, warm, high in the upper 70s. Scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms. I think there's a better chance of thunderstorms starting in the wee hours of tomorrow morning and through tomorrow morning. Then temperatures will fall as a strong cold front moves through the state. We'll fall from the 70s first thing in the morning to the 60s, to the 50s, then to the 40s by evening. I think for the trick-or-treaters in the evening, we should be dry by then, but it'll be breezy and chilly. Overnight low temperature 38 tomorrow night, rather cool Friday, high temperature barely up to about 60, and back to the 30s again on Friday night. What a change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. CBS News reports that Jeff Sessions is seriously considering a run for his old Senate seat. His spokesperson, though, has not confirmed that. Sessions was a U.S. Senator for 20 years before resigning in 2017 to become President Trump's Attorney General. State troopers are investigating a late-night wreck on Interstate 65 near Pine Level. We're told this wreck involved an 18-wheeler and another vehicle. Troopers say there are injuries, but they have not said the extent of those injuries. The lanes were shut down while troopers cleared this crash last night. And for the first time in 15 years, the Dallas County Sheriff's Office now has a canine unit. This unit is made up of three dogs that will help in the fight against drugs. Sheriff Mike Grantham hopes to expand the unit in the next 6 months. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thanks for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Buy tires, expert service, Tire City.
Sale ends October 31st.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
How dare you! You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words. How dare you?
Who are you?
We are the Knights Who Say...
No, not the Knights Who Say Nay.
The same!
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, here in the captain's chair alongside me, Frisco Riverstone.
That's my favorite intro.
And codename Flamingo, as I like to call him, but Jack Campbell is not here today. He had a doctor's appointment. We understand, Jack. We certainly understand that. Got to stay healthy. Got to stay on top of it. That was a clip from Monty Python, yes, but it was also a clip of what's happening in Washington, D.C. these days. New York Times, White House, Ukraine expert sought to correct transcript of Trump call. You know what? I don't want to hear about it. Just give me the transcript. Not just of the phone call Trump made with the president of Ukraine, but give me the deposition. Let me hear all of it. So I have a problem with this process because I can't, in fact, get to the substance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, occasionally people that I don't really like politically speaking say things that I go, huh, I agree with that. I was just telling you off air. This is from Reason.com. The headline is, Barack Obama slams woke scolds and hashtag activism. Former President Barack Obama has strong words for progressive activists whose tactics rely on shaming all those who disagree with them. Quote, this idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff, you should get over that quickly. Obama said, if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or use the wrong verb, I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself, see how woke I was, I called you out. That's not activism. That's not being about change. If all you're doing is casting stones, you're probably not going to get that far. Wow.
Well said, Barack.
It's almost like there's some wisdom there. I wonder how the woke scolds and the Twitter crowd actually feel about their former president saying that.
This is just proof that it's just getting so ridiculous.
You know?
I mean, it's just...
Well, and I've said it before, I'll say it again. There's nothing like success to destroy a political movement.
Yep.
And in many ways, Barack Obama achieved a lot of his goals with healthcare, with the Obergefell, the gay marriage decision.
Well, I've said that about the gay rights, all that, you know. At one point, I was getting emails, promoting gay marriage and all this kind of stuff. And then when gay marriage became legal, I'm still getting the same emails, but it's like this fundraising off this anti-Trump. But it's right. But it's from the same, it's from the human rights campaign. So I'm just kind of like, they don't stop. They have to look for something else to fundraise on.
Right, and it just becomes excessive.
Correct.
And like you go too far. And I think that's also, I think it's the effect of the technology itself. Like, the only person I've ever seen who actually sounds like he does in person as he writes on Twitter is Donald Trump.
Yeah, true.
He's a walking tweet machine. But here, let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and let's talk to Ken. Ken, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, Joey. And
sidekick, is it Frisco?
Yes. Frisco.
Yes. Yeah, and the other one that you had earlier, a Mark somebody. Sort of an interloper to help fill in when what's your name, Flamingo, for Jack now?
Code name. It's because he's so skilled at standing on one leg, you know.
Code name, I see.
He has a private security firm. I'm giving a lot away, but such an important person, he needs protection.
All right. Good. Yeah, let's preserve the JCs at all costs.
Indeed.
You opened up with, and I've not seen it or heard it anywhere, but I heard you, if I'm not mistaken, read a tweet from Clapper.
John Brennan.
From Brennan?
Yeah.
Maybe even worse.
Yeah.
And I would like for you to reread it, and especially the last sentence. And if in your audience there's anybody, security, government agencies that are familiar with covert messaging, I believe I heard in what Brennan put out via tweet what could very easily be a coded message to Schiff and his colleagues on his intelligence committee, but especially to their prime witness, at least so far, it appears to be this light colonel,
right,
who has heard rumors of the conversation, basically. And I believe that there is a not so veiled threat from somebody who holds the cards on classified information and background investigations on most, if not all, of these individuals. If you would, not a big deal, but if you think your audience would like to hear that last sentence.
All right, I've got it. I've got the tweet right in front of me. I'll read the beginning real quick. As in previous times of national peril, that's what set me off. Really, this is a time of national peril. Give me a break. We rely on our military, diplomats, intelligence officials, law enforcement officers, and other courageous patriots to protect our liberties, freedom, and democracy. May they stay resolute and strong despite corrupt political headwinds they face.
Yeah, I hear more of a threat in that than I do a prayer.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah.
And I get the irony of unelected officials are the ones that need to protect our democracy from the elected officials is, well, irony indeed.
Yeah, it is. Good show so far.
Thank you.
Nice to be able to talk with you.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, and that's stuff like that. And again, folks, I've had it out for John Brennan, as well as James Clapper, the Clapper, for a while. Because it just seemed to me like number one, they're trained liars, and I get it. There is a certain need for the government to have secrecy. Like, there's a certain need for anybody to have secrecy. But when you're also talking about the awesome powers of government, powers not given to any other institution in this country or on this earth, and they're operating completely in secret without really any accountability. And now there seems to be accusations of using the surveillance state that people like Snowden and Thomas Drake and William Binney and so many actual whistleblowers have warned us about, to see that now this surveillance state might have been used for electoral politics as a political cudgel to beat over the head a duly elected president, that can't stand. It's not my love of Donald Trump that has me so worked up. It's my worry that this is going to continue to happen, and how easy it is for guys like John Brennan to pull off these disinformation campaigns when somebody they disagree with gets too much power. And that's what this is. If you disagree, say, on policy towards Russia, it's not that you're a good American, you simply disagree. No, you're treasonous. You're a traitor. You can't have a robust discussion about the role of, say, the U.S. abroad. No, this is accepted Washington policy.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, pardon me, I thought it was up to, for instance, the president to set policy, say, in Ukraine, not up to the bureaucrats that work for the president. That is, I'm glad Ken heard the same thing I heard when I read this tweet. Again, that last sentence, folks, may they, these unelected officials, stay resolute and strong despite corrupt political headwinds they face. And you know, one of the working theories out there, Frisco, is that John Brennan really is the master, the puppet master.
Mm-hmm.
That he's the one who actually fed a lot of political oppo research into this law enforcement and intelligence system, and he passed it off as just raw intelligence information, not as political opposition research. And in many ways, he duped the FBI.
Yeah.
Now, the FBI's not, their hands aren't clean. Some of the leadership at the FBI, we're learning this, Michael Flynn's, like the notes taken to make the 302s on Flynn's interview back in early 2017, those were edited in a way that are completely inconsistent with the handwritten notes. So there's a lot of blame to go around, but I think the person that really pushed this narrative and knew where all the bodies were buried is John Brennan, which explains why John Brennan's acting and has been acting so over the top against Donald Trump. I don't think it's just personal animus, though that certainly does exist. I just, folks, we have to rein ourselves in. And if a president that ran on stopping needless wars abroad and looking out for America first can be beaten back, what is it that Chuck Schumer said? If you mess with the intelligence agencies, they can get you six ways from Sunday.
Like, what?
Huh? And it reminds me, why do we even have a committee like the one that Adam Schiff runs? What is the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence? Why is it there? When did it come about? I believe it was started in 1977 in response to the abuse by intelligence agencies, given what Nixon was up to. So the role of this House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence was to check the intelligence agencies, was to make sure there was oversight of what these super secret agencies were doing. I think what's happened since 77, though, is that the intelligence community sort of read in these folks on this intelligence committee. They give dirt to, or very sensitive information to, the so-called Gang of Eight, part of which is the heads of the intelligence committee in the House, the majority and minority leader, as well as like the Speaker of the House, and you could go on and lay out the Gang of Eight. But right now, it doesn't seem like, for instance, what Adam Schiff is doing is actually to the point and purpose of what the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence was designed to do, which is to check and oversee the intelligence community. Instead, it seems like Adam Schiff is cooperating. It almost, some are even suggesting, let's not get ahead of ourselves, that this was all cooked up.
That's what I think.
With Adam Schiff and the intelligence agencies.
Yeah.
And that's what we can't prove it yet, but that's what gut instinct suggests.
And my gut instinct's been pretty spot on.
Right.
Hey, I called that Jeffrey Epstein murder.
You called Ilhan Omar.
I did.
Let's tell folks that story real quick.
Before Ilhan Omar, when she was just running, before she was even a representative, I was on Twitter with my Twitter handle, Frisco Riverstone. And I actually criticized a lot of things about her, but there was a couple retweets that I retweeted from Laura Loomer, and there was she was doing some investigations into that sham of a marriage
with her brother,
and some student loan fraud, some other things, and by simply retweeting that, I got thrown into Twitter jail and ultimately silenced. They canceled my Twitter account. So, of course, I go back on and I try to, create a new one, a fake one.
Sure.
And I get the dreaded email that I've violated Twitter rules again by trying to go around them to create another. I mean, they had my IP address.
Oh.
So that's where Frisco Riverstone comes from. I had a great little following and had a lot of fun on Twitter. But I called her out before she even became a representative and got thrown into Twitter jail for it and banned from Twitter for it.
And
now look at her, and I was right.
To me, it seemed like kind of just salacious scuttlebutt, but there is more and more keeps coming out about her odd personal life, Ilhan Omar's odd personal life, with all these marriages and now failed marriage and different dalliances and whatnot. It's... It is amazing to me that so many people who are so compromised, and by compromise, I mean, we all make mistakes. I agree with Katie Hill in a way that we all have imperfections. But I disagree with somebody like Katie Hill in the sense I never thought my imperfections would be weaponized against me. Have you not lived? Like, just go to elementary school. Those kids will be picking you apart.
The Katie Hill thing really bugged me because there's pictures of her with this sign, like, going, you know, yelling and screaming and protesting against Kavanaugh. And it was just the sheer, you know, two-sided...
I saw somebody made it, because people are bringing up ever since Katie Hill resigned a couple days ago, well, there's a different standard for women. And, I mean, just look at what Brett Kavanaugh got away with. I'm like, and somebody did, I'm stealing it. Somebody on Twitter said, when you find a photo of Brett Kavanaugh completely stark naked brushing a campaign or staffer's hair, then call us.
Yeah.
But right now, all you had was a vague memory from one person that didn't hold up to scrutiny. So it's just... That's what that story is about. It's those who live by the sword, die by the sword. You set up a standard, you should be able to live by that standard. I honestly could give a damn what Katie Hill does in her personal life. If anything, it's like, does it make you happy? Go ahead.
Sure, yeah.
But to have now your divorce splayed out in public for all to see, and you want us to pick sides against your husband, and... No, I don't want to get involved in your divorce.
No.
I'm sure there are a lot of people out there listening who have gone through divorces. Like, I don't want to even be involved in my own divorce. Like, right. Like, let alone somebody right. else's, if that day ever came. So,
well, she's obviously, you know, seeking attention, and it is
right.
What it is.
It's just over the top. And so for so many politicians to go up there compromise, well, maybe that's why certain people end up so powerful. But if we could get back to the point and purpose of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, the purpose being actual oversight of the secret agencies, the so-called deep state, that would be nice if we could actually get back to the point and purpose there. But right now, with Adam Schiff running this committee, I highly doubt that's going to happen. And also, this resolution Democrats are putting forward, they're now claiming it's not an impeachment resolution, it's just a... rules process resolution.
I'm so lost.
But how could you have the impeachment inquiry going on for over a month now without any of the rules in place?
It doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's unprecedented. It's never...
Like, and people describe it as a circus. I've seen circus much more organized than this. You have to be organized when you run a circus. With all those elephants and tigers.
Yeah, there's got to be a better word than circus.
Like, you know how much time and effort and coordination it takes to train a bear? The dance? Come on. Like, a circus ringmaster is much more organized than these idiots.
True.
Up there running the show in D.C. Let's go back to the phones. Tom, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Hey, can I comment on the Katie Hill thing?
Sure.
Please.
Sure.
Well, I'm 64 years old. I don't think that what she did was right, but... if I'd have been included in the matter, I might think differently. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Tom. Let's just say this, folks, especially all you men out there. If you don't know the story, Katie Hill is involved with her now estranged husband, Kenny. Katie and Kenny. Ugh.
Ooh.
It's so gross.
They're calling it a thruple. A thruple.
No, it's like an official three-way is what it was.
Yeah, but it was like a relationship.
I mean, it wasn't just a sex thing.
Yeah, it was, which first it just sounds exhausting.
I'm just going to suggest all you guys out there are like, wait, and who's the third? Oh, it's another young woman? Well, that kind of sounds awesome.
Look what happens.
Yeah. Usually doesn't work out well.
Well, I think the real issue was that the third in the thruple was a staffer.
Yeah, a very young. Yeah, 10 years younger than her.
Because here's the deal. Do whatever you want to do, right? But it was a staffer, and I think there's some ethics issues.
I don't know the situation in detail, and I don't want to know it, but is it possible that bringing a third wheel into a marriage might have put more strain on the marriage? I don't know. Maybe.
It
obviously did not work out in the end. They're getting divorced. There's also some pictures leaked.
Did you see them?
I did.
I've seen the censored
Let me ask you this, Joey, though. Yeah. I saw one where she had the bong. And
yeah, she's holding a bong.
She's holding a bong, and there was a tattoo.
It's like an iron cross right there on her inner thigh, right next to her groin, yeah.
So it was an iron cross tattoo.
Well, but it's not a... No, how dare you say...
It was a Nazi! It was a Nazi man!
No, it is bad. Like, I don't have any tattoos yet, but...
Surely, look, I'm running for Congress. Let me go do a couple things. First thing I'd probably do is go ahead and just cover up the tattoo. And then the second
I don't think she ever realized that, like, this was very close to her secret bits.
She was getting photographed with this girl in the nude all the time. You'd think it would be like, hold on, I'm about to be public figure. Let me go ahead and cover this and maybe break up the thruple. I think she tried. That's where she went wrong.
Yeah. Well, you made the bed. I guess you're going to have to lay in it. More news and views after this. 272-9228 if you want to join in. 272-9228.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery starting Friday, November 1st and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. On Friday, November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks. More news and views. Last hour of news and views. If you want to join in on the program, 272-9228. 272-9228. You know, Greg Budell mentioned this to me before. But as I especially started doing this time slot, you know, I, of course, go to the Drudge Report to check out what's the major headlines going on all over the place. But I have to say, the Drudge Report has changed. It's absolutely changed. Now, I'm not just talking about, like, he's got GDP up today, 1.9% growth. Not great. It's what I expect, but not fantastic. Fed cut expected. But just watching the pattern, it seems like, was there a falling out between Matt Drudge and Donald Trump? Because almost everything is stinted, or not stinted, tilted negatively. It's remarkable to see the change. So maybe Trump didn't live up to Drudge's expectations. I don't know. Something behind the scenes might have happened. That is absolutely bizarre. Do you think exorcisms are real?
It being Halloween season, I've watched lots and lots of horror movies with my significant other. And we actually, I think...
Well, The Exorcist is still one of the scariest movies of all time. It's just, and it's a good movie too.
Yeah, there's some really good ones. There's also some really, really just not good ones.
I can enjoy those for a comedic effect.
We watched this Ouija movie or something that was kind of freaked me out a little bit.
You ever watched the Hellraiser series?
Yeah.
So, I like those because they're so ridiculous.
Yeah, those are a little over top.
And have you seen Tale of This Haunted House?
No.
You have to sign a waiver.
Oh, I have heard of this.
Yeah, folks, essentially, there's an acronym for it.
So this house, basically, you have to sign a waiver, but you have to stay in there for like 12 hours or 24 hours. And then you can win like $20,000 or something, but no one's ever done it.
Right? What is it called? The Big Damn Scary Mansion, the BDSM,
something.
Yeah, no, because if you're having to sign a waiver where people in the haunted house can get physical with you, like I've heard of these things before, where people want to say, "Oh, imagine if you were captured behind enemy lines. What's it like to undergo intense like training?"
My uncle's a pilot, and when he was in Colorado Springs training. He was telling me they had to like sleep in a box, you know,
right?
And I guess a prisoner of war training is what it was.
And there's some places in the military where you'll get that,
yeah.
But apparently, there are also private institutions where you'll sign a waiver and there are safe words, there are things like get me the hell out of here, but they claim it makes you feel like torture, you are being tortured.
No thanks,
yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't mind a haunted house. Haunted house can be fun, or haunted hayride.
Well, it's funny. You've seen, like, videos of, like, Ellen DeGeneres. You know, she sends celebrities through. It's funny. You know, screaming.
Right,
and there's
right.
the chainsaw guy.
Yeah.
But where they're locking you, the house you're particularly speaking of that you have to sign a waiver for, I saw, like, they push you down in, like, a freezer. And, like, and so you're sort of in this, like, kind of reach-in freezer. And they're, like, dropping worms down your mouth. You have to eat them. I mean, just really bizarre, like, abuse. I mean, basically, you pay them.
But you're volunteering for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess anything consensual. But that's just odd to me. And I think sometimes Halloween just allows people the... license to let their inner freak out.
I guess.
Yeah, like, it's one thing, you know, take the kids trick-or-treating. Great. I remember trick-or-treating. A lot of fun. But sometimes, and it's good to have fun, but you just see some of these parties, some of these haunted houses, and it's like, you're really into that, man. I've never been that type of guy. Like, I'm not into the dark, morbid side
of
life.
For a long time.
Yeah, I think life can be tragic, and I'm into that. How do you deal with tragedy? These sorts of things. Things beyond your control. How do you change your attitude and whatnot? But I've never been preoccupied with, like, the morbid and the macabre.
You know what I do like, though? A lot of folks around here, too, opt to do, the, like, the church Halloween stuff.
Yeah,
but
that could be
fun. Saw downtown Prattville had, like, this pumpkin festival.
Yeah.
And I was amazed. It looked so cool. It was a great thing for the community. There's a lot of people out there. All the businesses were involved. That's the Halloween I like.
Yeah, I like the day after Halloween when people are like, I'm done with this pumpkin. Goodbye, jack-o'-lantern. And then you can go collect pumpkins and just destroy them.
I have two giant pumpkins if anyone wants them the day after Halloween. I mean, yeah. They're huge. I got the biggest ones we could find.
We need to find a big wall in the middle of nowhere.
Smashing pumpkins.
Like a wall, a very powerful, maybe a powerful fence. And just smash pumpkins all day.
get out the all the frustration.
Well, you know, they have these axe throwing places now downtown Montgomery and downtown Prattville. We should have a pumpkin smashing kind of designated area somewhere in the town.
But I asked you about exorcisms a second ago because apparently in Arkansas, Amy Stamatis. Or stigmata. Amy Stamatis was left paralyzed below the waist after she plunged from the second story of her Searcy home onto a brick patio in November 2006.
Ouch.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. The circumstances of the incident were unusual. Amy had climbed into an open window and was sitting on the sill when she fell. She insists that she did not jump. Huh. But for months beforehand, Amy had been struggling with quote-unquote dark thoughts. She had heard voices telling her to kill herself and sought treatment from doctors and psychiatrists. Hmm. The voices didn't stop, though. She believed she was going through a mental breakdown. And after her fall in November 2006, she was lying in a hospital bed when she was visited by a woman who claims to have raised the dead and healed the terminally ill through prayer.
Hmm.
The woman saw something in Amy that no one else had. The woman saw demons. This is from a local news affiliate in Arkansas, folks.
You're raised Catholic, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't ask you, do you believe in exorcisms?
I think they can work. I don't know about the veracity of, like, these incantations and prayers actually drive out these specific demons. But I'll say this. There's enough weird stuff out there that can't be explained away by just psychology as we know it.
Sure.
I guess to answer your question directly, I don't know if I believe the chapter and verse of exorcisms.
But you believe people can be possessed?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think there's been enough odd behavior, and the world is so strange. I don't ever fall into this pretense of science has explained everything.
No.
And there's enough weird stories and weird crap that's happened to people, like this story out of Arkansas, that would lead me to believe, oh, well, anything that works. And I think some of these exorcisms can work because maybe it puts somebody through a trial, something like hypnotism, where you are really pressing on somebody in a certain way psychologically.
They hit like a traumatic experience that alters the way that they were viewing it. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I especially after, what's tomorrow, Halloween? After tomorrow, I'm not going to do any more exorcist movies, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I already feel like I need to sage the house.
Well, and after you watch a bunch of that stuff, it's like, okay, enough bloody like spooky sounds. And, you know, it's tough to scare me. I can be jump scared, like startled.
Sure.
But it takes a lot to make me feel like that disgust or like I'm creeped out.
It's good to know.
It really does. It takes a lot. I mean, again, I can be like jump scare. Oh, I didn't see that coming. Somebody can startle me. But if I'm watching something like gross or gory,
yeah,
I more get angry at like the principle of the matter.
Sure.
You know, like it's weird how that is. It's not blood that's the problem. It's like, why is the blood there?
I don't think it's scary movies that really upset me. It's more like the thrillers with like, especially with like kidnapping, with like brutal torture or something. That kind of really freaks me out.
Well, it's why I just don't understand this. Like when Trump came back, it's like, we got Big Daddy or Baghdaddy. We got him. And they brought back body parts. And like all of a sudden people are like, oh, it was so gruesome and crude to hear the president say that. No, it's not. It's victorious.
Yeah, meanwhile, these are the same people that are on Netflix.
A guy that murdered, raped, and pillaged and led a whole group, essentially a death cult that's barely Islamic, just only in name. And like, come on. And that's, again, the Washington Post to say an Islam or religious scholar. No! Like, the guy was even crazy to most Islamic scholars, and I'm not even talking about moderates or reformed Muslims.
They're really just shooting themselves, you know, posting things like that.
That's just crazy. But for that guy to find justice in a vicious and violent way, to quote the president of the United States, I don't get upset at all. I'm like, good. Let's go dancing in the streets. Good. Good riddance.
He got worked up for a second.
Yeah, just a little bit. Got to hit another break, though. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. 272-9228.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes as the month of October ends and November begins. Today, breezy, warm, high in the upper 70s. Scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms. I think there's a better chance of thunderstorms starting in the wee hours of tomorrow morning and through tomorrow morning. Then temperatures will fall as a strong cold front moves through the state. We'll fall from the 70s first thing in the morning to the 60s, to the 50s, then to the 40s by evening. I think for the trick-or-treaters in the evening, we should be dry by then, but it'll be breezy and chilly. Overnight low temperature 38 tomorrow night. Rather cool Friday. High temperature barely up to about 60 and back to the 30s again on Friday night. What a change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.neb/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
This is tainted because of the motivation, which is a political one.
Yeah. Thank you for damning all the politics there, Adam Schiff. Welcome back to News and Views, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, your host here, alongside me this morning.
Yeah.
This morning is Frisco Riverstone.
It's been a good morning.
You'll be back tomorrow morning, you think?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Awesome. That sounds good.
I'm just telling you off air. I thought this was a really cool story of my alma mater, Auburn University. Tim Arnold is an Auburn University alumnus, had the idea to put America's newest musical road on the university campus. The concept is really kind of complex and simple at the same time, said Arnold. He received an Auburn Industrial Engineering degree in 94. It's reverse engineering, the physics of sound. So a section of South Donahue Drive in Auburn, Alabama is going to be dubbed War Eagle Road as it plays part of Auburn's fight song War Eagle. Drivers operating a vehicle at 35 miles an hour experience the first seven musical notes as they head towards campus.
That's cool. So the car runs over it, the tires hit this little track.
Right, this tread on the road itself, on the pavement, yeah.
Cool.
And you can hear it, and all it is just manipulating air, and you get a certain frequency, you get the notes.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. I imagine it's very difficult to actually make work, but very, very cool.
Look, indeed. I'm an Alabama fan. My brother is currently a student at Alabama, but Auburn's doing some really cool stuff. I just keep hearing lots of cool stories coming out of Auburn, out of lots of different departments, actually.
Yeah, I miss Auburn at times. It was a great place, beautiful place to live, especially when it's, like, not many students around. When it's kind of a quiet, sleepy town, you're there during the summer, for instance.
This past weekend, there was an away game, and a buddy of mine went up there, and he said he had an awesome time. It was just great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And speaking of college and college athletics, NCAA is now going to allow athletes to profit off their likeness and image.
I saw that.
I think it's a great move.
Absolutely.
About time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That these young kids, you know, become these big stars and earn not only TV networks and the advertisers that buy all that, you know, these eyeballs. And the coaches certainly make a nice cut. Runs essentially athletic. Football accounts for pretty much the budget of the whole athletic program and department at most of these colleges and universities. So for a certain person to be able to market their image and likeness even while they're in school, I think is I'm all for it.
Yeah, I think it'll be really cool. It'll be interesting to watch, like, EA Sports and some other big companies that design video games and things like that, and see how it benefits, you know, these athletes.
Because before, you couldn't actually have, like, the clear names, or you'd have the name on the roster but not on the jersey.
Yeah, there was all kinds of, like, weird rules on that. You know, to be honest, these past several years, myself and I think a lot of my friends have kind of stopped watching, you know, NFL and really gotten more back into, college football.
Right.
And so I think it'd be kind of cool to watch how that pans out.
Now, did you see I kind of thought this is like just sticking a finger in the eye. It was bipartisan. The House voted for sanctions against Turkey. But part of this is a resolution damning Turkey for early 1900s behavior, the Ottoman Empire, because, you know, Erdogan wants to be so neo-Ottoman. He wants to reconstitute the Ottoman Empire over there in that part of the world, which, by the way, the West hates. Most of the Arab and Persian, most of the Muslim world hates. They don't want a Turkish sultan overseeing the Muslim world again.
Which he basically is.
Right. And so most of Congress voted against Turkey. It was a vote against the Armenian genocide. The slaughter of, I think, 1.5 million Armenians by the Ottoman Turks during World War I. But your girl, not really.
The one that I warned you guys about.
Ilhan Omar. She was one of three congressmen, people that, congressmen. Who refused to back the resolution.
What did she vote? She voted as
present. She argued that genocide should not be used as a cudgel in a political fight. A true acknowledgement of historical crimes against humanity must include both the heinous genocides of the 20th century, along with earlier mass slaughters like the transatlantic slave trade and Native American genocide, which took the lives of hundreds of millions of indigenous people in this country. For this reason, I voted present. So I'm not going to...
She's not acknowledging the Armenian genocide.
Because
we have to acknowledge other genocides first, because those are more important to her. I don't get it.
I really don't get that logic either. And there were two others that joined her. Eddie Bernice Johnson
of Texas and Paul Gosar of Arizona, they also voted present. Democratic leadership praised the bill, though, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling the mass slaughter one of the great atrocities of the 20th century. Joe Biden added, by acknowledging this genocide, we honor the memory of its victims and vow never again. All right. But aren't facts facts? Like, does it really require the United States Congress to go, this was a genocide, to make it so?
No.
Of course not. We all know the facts, folks. And again, this is us, I think, too much. The government thinks way too highly of themselves. And, oh, if we make it official, this will really send Erdogan a message. Sure. So I guess I don't agree with Ilhan Omar or the people who voted for it. It just seems like
it's all just
more noise coming out of D.C. Though, you know, I wonder what Nancy, what does she say? We got to pass the bill to find out what is in it.
Is that what she said
after the controversy fades? So I guess with this new impeachment resolution that isn't an impeachment resolution, it's just a rules resolution. I guess we're just going to have to proceed with the impeachment to see what it's all about at the end.
Yeah, same logic.
Yeah, basically. Pretty much. Away from the controversy. Yeah, she said, play the clip in full context, away from the fog of the controversy. Oh, okay. Okay, Nancy. Too cute by half. I like what Lindsey Graham said last night on the on cable news. He said, these are just a bunch of sore losers.
I saw that.
Yeah, just a resolution by a bunch of sore losers that wanted 70% of the people that wanted to impeach Trump wanted to impeach him right after he was inaugurated. Like, ooh, Lindsay, I like it when you're sassy like that.
I mean, true, though.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. But I don't think this is going to end up with Trump being removed. But it will be, well, a wonderful... Can you imagine the Christmas season? Chestnuts roasting by the open fire and Jack Frost nipping at your nose and Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump arguing with one another.
This is going to make for some amazing family conversations during Thanksgiving.
I mean, how expensive would it be to get like a bunch of boxes or stockings, fill them with coal, and send them to D.C. and the Congress?
I don't know. I'm sure it wouldn't be the first time, though.
It'd be fun to do. Just a thought. Thinking out loud. Workshopping. More news and views after this. Last segment coming up. 272-9228. You want to get in? After that, the Dan Moore Show.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, well, Welcome to the closing moments of News and Views. News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, alongside me this morning, has been Frisco Riverstone. We'll do this all over again tomorrow morning. But, you know, we were just talking about the wildfires out there in California. And the New York Post on the East Coast decided to take the state of California to task, the editorial board for the New York Post. And here's what they write. Between the raging wildfires and the blackouts, California is now offering an abject lesson in the perils of wishful thinking. The state's leaders may blame climate change or big utility companies, but in reality, it's their own damn fault. Wow. Strong words from the New York Post editorial board. They go on. By Monday morning, Pacific Gas and Electric had broken its record for household blackouts. Households blacked out. The company's efforts to avoid the downed live power lines that can start fires. Yet, high but not record-setting wind gusts are still triggering wildfires, and not just in PG&E's service area. Why have 10 of the state's 20 largest, most deadly fires ever occurred in the last decade? Because its forests are now twice as dense as they were 150 years ago, when the population was a fraction of today's. Behind that unnatural density, state and federal rules that make it nearly impossible and insanely expensive to lay a finger on any of this precious overgrowth. Green sentiment has beaten back the timber industry, which might have put life-saving access roads into wild areas. It has prevented controlled burns for fears of disrupting animal habitats and barred even minor brush-clearing programs. When last summer's disastrous fire killed 85 people, the state found reason to blame the power company, which was sued into bankruptcy and is still deep in Chapter 11. Hence, it's a precautionary blackouts from now till, well, whenever they can solve the problem. And since it'll be years before the utility can secure its lines against high winds, its customers must now expect rolling blackouts every fall when the powerful, hot El Diablo winds roll in. So, folks, this could have been prevented. And it's a shame that there are real lives being affected by this. But it is an utter mess, and a lot of people are going to point fingers on who's to blame. But as we like to say in this program, out there in that part of the country, it might be everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in power who could have done something about it. Well, you got to have your priorities straight. But that's it for News and Views today. Be back bright and early tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Thank you for listening. Up next, The Dan Moore Show.